Discuss the issue of Hallel Leil Pesach, but not Hallel Leil Pesach in the Seder. Everyone agrees you say Hallel in the Seder during the night of Pesach during the Seder. The Hallel is part of it. We do it over a Kos of Yayin. The Hallel I'm discussing is the Hallel Leil Pesach after Ma'ariv in Shul, in synagogue. There are different, what is the engine of saying Hallel Leil Pesach in Shul? Is that a different Hallel? Is that like the same Hallel, but you're doing it at a different time? What's the nature of the obligation? Why are we saying Hallel Leil Pesach in Shul? So, first let me point out, it seems to be, or it is, a machlokas the Machaber Ramah, on whether one recites Hallel Leil Pesach in Shul. The language in the Machaber is that you say Hallel b'ne'ima, you say it nice and slowly, joyous occasion. You say it b'tzibor with a bracha. So the Machaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, he says the meaning is to say Hallel with a bracha, Leil Pesach in Shul. That is the Machaber, Rav Yosef Cairo. And comes along the Ramah, the Minig Ashkenaz, or the Ramah, the father of Ashkenazic Jewry, writes, Va'anu ein nohagin kein. And we are in Noheg that way. So it seems to be a dispute, Machaber Ramah, which in theory should be a dispute, Ashkenaz and Svardim, on whether one should say Hallel with the Bracha at Ma'ariv, after davening. Let me point out that there is a discussion about making a bracha at the Seder, no longer. I remember Zachariah Hiller, if you remember him. He was in the library in Mac, and he told me he saw a Haggadah that had Hallel with a bracha in the Haggadah. So it is, that's a machlokas Rishonim, but practically today, no one makes a bracha on Hallel at the Seder. So that's taken care of. There won't be any Hallel at the Seder. The question is, what's this machlokas Machaber Ramah on whether we say Hallel Leil Pesach in Shul with the bracha? So the machlokas Machaber Ramah goes back to a machlokas Yerushalmi Bavli, the Jerusalem Talmud versus the Babylonian Talmud, that Yerushalmi points out. And it's a Gemara in Erechim, but Yerushalmi writes, the Gemara says, Yudches Yomim Gomrim Es HaHallel. There are 18 days, one is Gomer Es HaHallel. What are the 18 days we are Gomer Es HaHallel? So we have the 8 days of Chanukah, 8 days of Sukkot, that takes care of 16. And what are the other two? One is Pesach, because we're only Gomer Es HaHallel. We'll see, in Chutzgar it's 2 days, but in Eretz is only 1 day. The rest of Pesach we do Chatzi Hallel and Shavuos. And for Chutzgar you add on 3 more days, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, Yom Tov Sheni. So that's the 18 days in Eretz Yisrael and 21 days in Chutzgar. And comes along to Yerushalmi and says, V'layla Echad, and one night of the year. You know, So the Bavli has the 18 days of the year. It doesn't have the one night of the year. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. That's the Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. So the Machaber of Yosef Cairo, the Tosefter, is going with the Yerushalmi, that even the night of Laila Echad, so one could argue Laila Echad means the Seder, you know, the Hallel, but the way the Svardim, where the way the Machaber learns and others is no. It means Hallel with the Bracha in Shul. So that's the Aruch HaShulchan point. That's the Machlokes Yerushalmi Bavli. They have the language V'layla Echad. We don't. We mean we B'nai Ashkenaz. And within the Yerushalmi, there's a Machlokes in the Yerushalmi with the Pnei Moshe, one of the commentaries on the Yerushalmi and the Rav Yon. How far does the Yerushalmi go? In other words, so Yerushalmi writes, you say a full Hallel in Shul. So according to the Pnei Moshe, that's it. We only say Hallel. I'll get to why we say Hallel in a second. We say Hallel. See, the Vilna Gaon says, what's the reason why they say Hallel in Shul? is they say Hallel and Shul is because of the Eino Baki. The Eino Baki is someone who doesn't know how to read themselves. They can't daven. They can't read the Hallel. So therefore, you listen to the Chazan reading the Hallel and Shul, you fulfill your mitzvah. So that's what Pei Moshe learned. It's just talking about Hallel. The Rav Yon says, if the reason is for the Eino Baki, then what's he going to do the rest of the Seder? So therefore, according to the Rav Yon, the Chazan read that he did the whole Haggadah. I mean, without the brachas and all that, he did the main parts of Pesach, Matzah, Marah. So if you're saying the reason why you're reading Hallel, it's for the Eino Baki, then why are you limiting it to Hallel? What about the rest of the Seder? And therefore, there's a machlokas in the Yerushalmi, how far it goes. So the minhag today seems to be just like the first part of the Yerushalmi. You only say Hallel. So the Vilna Gaon wants to explain what is the
machlokas.
No, but I'm talking about Hallel and Shul. So I'm saying, so the Chazan only says Hallel and Shul, and not the whole Haggadah. I haven't been to any shul where they do the whole Haggadah for the Eino Baki. So comes along the Vilna Gaon and says, what's this machlokas machaber Rama? See, not only does the Vilna Gaon trash Chassidim, he trashes Svardim as well. He says, what's the reason behind, intellectual honesty? It can't be politically correct here. So he points out, what's the concept? Why did it remain in the Svardim? Because he says during his time, he writes, this the way it was, the Svardim were less educated or uneducated, and therefore, that's the way it was where the towns they lived, and therefore they didn't know how to read. You know, no one's fault, we're being descriptive. And therefore, the practice was you needed the Chazan to read for the Svardi community. Hence the Machaber writes, the practice is, you say, but we know Ashkenaz are very educated, and therefore there was no need for the Chazan to read our Hallel. We could do our Hallel on our own, and therefore the practice, we didn't need the practice of someone reading for Eino Baki. That's what the Vilna Gaon comes to explain to Rama, that since Ashkenazim were more educated at the time, we could argue if that still applies today or not, but at least during that time. And therefore, that's what he explains to Minhag HaRama. So they point out that, so that's how the Vilna Gaon points out. So the Nitziv asks on the Gra, if you're telling me the reason is that it's based on the Eino Baki, Then why did Ashkenaz stop doing it? Because why? Because what do we know? In a couple of minutes or many moments, we'll daven a silent Shmona Esrei, and then we're gonna have the Chazan's gonna do Chazaras Hashatz. What is the reason for Chazara? What's the reason for the Chazan repeating the Shmona Esrei? So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah for the Eino Baki. The Am Shebesados, the people who aren't educated, don't know how to daven. So they come to Shul, listen to the Chazan, and that's it. And yet today, the Nitziv writes, we still do it, even though we still have people at Bekiyim today. So he says, according to the Gra, if the institution was based on Eino Baki, it should still remain, because it's like, what's the difference? Yes, how come by Chazaras Hashatz it does remain, but by Hallel it did not remain? So he answers the question. He's not asking a tiyuftan, the greatest can answer. The reason is because he says, because it makes sense when you, what do you, well, in theory it makes sense. Why do you come to Shul? You know, people come to Shul for different reasons, but we'll assume you come to Shul to daven, you know. So therefore he says it makes sense if the Shul is the place to daven, so it makes sense. Okay, we're going to have Chazara, if there ain't no Baki, we're going to have Chazara Sashat. In fact, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, I heard the name of Rabbi Bick, who was a big posek in Brooklyn during the 70s, Rav Moshe Bick, he points out, that's why the din of Chazaras Hashatz really only applies in shul. That's why he says, if you're davening at a chassin's tish, in an airport, or anywhere else, there is no chiyuv to do Chazaras Hashatz. Maybe you shouldn't do it. In other words, is because the institution of Chazaras Hashatz was specifically in a shul, where a shul is a place to daven, but they never instituted Chazaras Hashatz at a chassin's tish, at an airport, or some, you know, on the middle of Route 17, on the Catskills, you know, wherever you're going to end up davening. And therefore, the Nitziv writes, however, when it comes to Hallel, which he says Eino Kedin, he's an Ashkenaz, he says, which it comes to Hallel, which why you shouldn't be saying it in shul. Hallel's for the home, it's for the Seder. Therefore, he says, that's why the Vilna Gaon says not to say Hallel in shul. So, but it comes out of fundamental machlokas the Vilna Gaon and the Tziv on what is the nature of the Hallel in Shul Leil Pesach. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's the same Hallel. Really, there's one Hallel that say the night of Pesach. But for those who aren't educated, can't do it themselves, we help them out, come to shul, you're coming, and then you listen. And according to the Tziv, no, it's nothing to do with that. If it was an Eino Fed, Eino Bucky, we'd still have it. It's a total new institution. It's a different reason. Well, he's saying it's the wrong institution, but it's a different, the how are they do in shul, he writes it's Eino Kedin, but because he's saying like the Ramah, but whatever people are going to say, it has to be a new reason for the Hallel. It's not the old Hallel was saying at the Seder. So that's the dispute there. So the question is, even though, so it seems to be an open and closed cuss. If you're Svardi, you say Hallel with the bracha in shul. If you're Ashkenaz, you don't. Yet, there are many Ashkenazic shuls who do Hallel with the bracha, Leil Pesach in shul. Why is that? If it's against the Ramah. So I'll give you a couple of reasons. Number one is, many of the young Israel rabbis are YU graduates, or I should say Talmidim of Rav Soloveitchik. And Rav Soloveitchik was very big on saying Hallel in Shul Leil Pesach. In fact, that was a big debate in the Brisker family. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had two kids. He had his son, or maybe he had more than that, the two I know of. He had Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who was the Rav Soloveitchik's father. That's the Rav Moshe. When they quote Rav Moshe in YU, they mean Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. And you had the Brisker Rav, he's known. So he came, so the, you know, the Rav from Boston, Rav Moshe, came to YU. The Briskers went to Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. There was a big debate amongst the Rav Chaim himself. They say he helped from saying Hallel. He said Hallel on Leil Pesach in Shul. We'll give you the Lamedes in a minute. And the Brisker Rav was Cholek on it. So in fact, they say over, even in he was Cholek on it. Even in Brisk, what they say is when Rav Chaim used to say Hallel Leil Pesach in Shul, the Brisker Rav used to go out with Rav Simcha Zelig, who was the postdik in Brisk. He used to pilpa. They used to walk out of Shul and pilpa why you shouldn't be saying Hallel. It's a bracha levatola. And in fact, not only in Brisk, but when the Brisker Rav came to Yerushalayim, where everyone follows the Minhag Hagra, he still refused to see. He said he walked out on Hallel in so. Finding a minyan without Hallel Yerushalayim is not an easy task. He still didn't. So the Brisker Rav was strongly against this minyan. What was the question?
No, you're saying with the bracha they make.
They make with the bracha. That's what the Machaber writes, with the bracha. So we'll see. So the Brisker Rav saying bracha. So the Chazon Ish goes with the compromise. He says, someone else would be the carbon. Listen to the Chazon's bracha, and you just go along and listen. The concern is bracha levatola. Than this listen. See, Rav Moshe Feinstein, so the reason for it, because the Briskers hold, it's a different Hallel, like the Netziv, in other words, because what he says, because the famous Soloveitchik Pshat, why do we say Hallel at the Seder without a bracha versus Hallel in Shul? Because the Hallel we say, Leil Seder, that's what they call a Hallel Shel Shira. That's a spontaneous Hallel. We're just going through Chayav Adam Luros Is Atzon. We have to feel we're leaving Egypt. And now with the spontaneity, we jump out, we can't control ourselves, and we say Hallel. So it's spontaneous. They want to say, God, you commanded me to say Hallel. That's not the time. I can't help myself. The gratitude is just spouting out. So no, but the Hallel we do in Shul, that's a Hallel Shel Kriya. That's the classical Hallel, because I'm obligated to not make the bracha. And so that's what the Briskers have. It's a different Hallel. The Hallel we say in Shul is a different Hallel we say. And Rav Moshe was very big into following Minhagim. So let's say you're an Ashkenaz in a Svardi shul, or I should say you're an Ashkenaz in an Ashkenaz shul, and they're saying Hallel in shul after, should you? So the Brisker Rav would storm out. The Chazon should stay in, but don't make a bracha. Rav Moshe would say, you follow the Minhag HaMakom. And he was very big on following, like Rav Moshe, let's say, here we finish Myra, we don't say Baruch Hashem, we Olam. But let's say he says you have a minhag of not saying it, you're in a shul and you're leading services. He says, okay, you can make the bracha because the minhag of the shul is. So they have this famous story on the Lower East Side. Rav Moshe, when he was old, he couldn't go to his shul, so there was a Hasidish minhag in the building. And the minhag was the one who led services wore a gartel. So Rav Moshe came down one time, and so they said to the Rebbe, should I make Rav Moshe wear? No, leave Rav Moshe alone. So he went up. So he turned around. He said, "Nu, where's the gartel?" That's what Rav Moshe said. Like, isn't the minhag here to wear it? So he was very big on following the minhag hamakom. So he put on a guard, so he didn't care. So the point is, Rav Moshe would hold where, if you're in a place, you can even make a bracha. And there's the famous story with the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, we'll close on. He ended up in Vilna one Pesach. By the way, the Vilna Gaon, the minhag in Vilna was not like the Gra. They did not say Hallel. A lot of things. The Gra wasn't the postik in Vilna. Yeah. So he, either way, they didn't in the Gra Shul, they did not say Hallel. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav ended up there one time, and the story goes they didn't say Hallel. He stayed late and he said Hallel with the bracha. So the Gabbai found out the next morning, and they were all screaming at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, "How dare you? The minhag is not to say it." So he says, "I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't know. But let me tell you something. Why don't we say Hallel? Because they say, because the Rama says no." He says, no. He says, you weren't there when the Rama said it. You know what the Rama means? It's not Va'anu Ein Noin came. He says, he's bemoaning. You know what? Nebuch. Va'anu Ein Noin. Really, we should be saying Hallel, but we don't. That's how the Shulchan Aruch. But either way, so that's the different minhagim they have. So the bottom line is, the straight minhag Sfard is to say it. But now you have the Sfardim, you have the Chassidim, and the Gra. That's a powerful combination. That's why most shuls, even B'nai Ashkenaz, say it. But if B'nai, strictly speaking, you don't say it. In the Yezra of Scheinberg, someone was opening an Ashkenaz shul and said, could we say Hallel Leil Pesach? He said, in deference to the Rama, you should not say Hallel Leil Pesach, because that's the minhag HaRama, if you're saying you're not. But the practice is, in many Ashkenaz shuls, they do, because of the influence of the Gra. The Gra says you say Hallel Leil Pesach for a different reason we'll have to get into. But
what does
I'm sure he says to say it. I mean, I don't...
It's
a Mug and Avram,
huh? The Mug and Avram, like, usually post, pass them, like the Arizal.
In terms of this or in general?
In general.
He does?